Acts of the Apostles, Chapter 1. Jesus taken up to heaven. In the first part of my work, Theophilus, I wrote of all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he ascended to heaven. But first he had instructed through the Holy Spirit the apostles he had chosen. After his passion, he presented himself to them, giving many signs that he was alive. Over a period of 40 days, he appeared to them and taught them concerning the kingdom of God. Once, when he had been eating with them, he told them, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the fulfillment of the Father's promise, about which I have spoken to you. John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit within a few days." When they had come together, they asked him, "Is it now that you will restore the kingdom of Israel?" And he answered, "It is not for you to know the time and the steps that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, even to the ends of the earth." After Jesus said this, he was taken up before their eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. While they were still looking up to heaven where he went, suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking up at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him go there." The disciples await the Holy Spirit. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olives, which is a 15-minute walk away. On entering the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Present there were Peter, John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All of these together gave themselves to constant prayer. With them were some women, and also Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. Matthias elected. It was during this time that Peter stood up in the midst of the community, about 120 in all, and he said, "Brothers, it was necessary that the scriptures referring to Judas be fulfilled. The Holy Spirit had spoken through David about the one who would lead the crowd coming to arrest Jesus. He was one of our number and had been called to share our common ministry. We know that he bought a field with the reward of his sin. Yet he threw himself headlong to his death. His body burst open and all his bowels spilled out." This event became known to all the people living in Jerusalem, and they named that field Akeldama in their own language, which means field of blood. In the book of Psalms it is written, "Let his house become deserted, and may no one live in it." But it is also written, "May another take his office." Therefore we must choose someone from among those who were with us during all the time that the Lord Jesus moved about with us, beginning with John's baptism, until the day when Jesus was taken away from us. One of these has to become with us a witness to his resurrection. Then they proposed two: Joseph, called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. They prayed, "You know, Lord, what is in the hearts of all. Show us, therefore, which of the two you have chosen to replace Judas in this apostolic ministry, which he deserted to go to the place he deserved." Then they drew lots between the two, and the choice fell on Matthias, who was added to the 11 apostles.